Hello again, and welcome to AATP Interactive, podcast of the American Association for Technology and Psychiatry. Today's topic, digital wine and cheese tasting. Imagine wondering if the Roquefort cheese that you're interested in buying has a sweet or tart finish, and asking a robot to tell you the answer. Well, researchers at NEC System Technologies and my university have designed a robot that can taste. Yes, an electromechanical sommelier that is capable of identifying dozens of different wines, cheeses, and hors d'oeuvres. All foods have a unique electronic fingerprint when measured by an infrared spectrometer. As objects are placed against the sensor, the robot fires off a beam of infrared light. The reflected light is then analyzed in real time to determine the object's chemical composition. The robot uses that data to identify what it is inspecting right there on the spot. When it has identified a wine, the robot speaks up in a childlike voice. It names the brand, adds a comment or two on the taste, such as whether it's a buttery Chardonnay or a full-bodied Shiraz, and what kind of foods might go well with it. The robot could be personalized or programmed to recognize the kind of wines its owners prefer, recommend new varieties to fit the owner's taste, because it's analyzing the chemical composition of the wine or food placed before it, it can also alert its owner to possible health issues, gently warning against fatty or salty products. That capability has other useful applications. Given three ripe, identical-looking apples to analyze, the robot was able, without taking a bite, to correctly single out one as sweet and the other two as a bit sour. But sommeliers need not fear for the jobs just yet. Of the thousands of wines on the market, the robot can be programmed to accurately identify only a few dozen at most. It also has more trouble with wines after the bottle has been opened and the wine begins to breathe and thus transform chemically. Wines are notoriously similar in their spectral fingerprints, and the variation this robot detects is quite subtle. Some of the mistakes it makes would get a human sommelier fired, or worse. During a press conference for the robot, a reporter's hand was placed against the robot's taste sensor. It was identified as a prosciutto, and a cameraman was mistaken for bacon. Currently, buying such a robot would be quite costly, probably as much as a new car. But NEC and my university have no plans to market the robot, but they describe tremendous interest in the tasting sensor, especially in the food and wine industry. For example, it could be used in the near future at wineries to taste the test of each bottle without actually uncorking any bottles. Or auction houses such as Sotheby's or Christie's could use this technology to taste a wine without opening it. Imagine the possibilities. Thank you for listening to AATP Interactive.